Enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. This is not good. It's not good for your family to breathe that moldy, mildewy air either. That's bad. That's no good. Standing water and a musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists here trust a local expert in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Canty offers solutions to any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. You will 100% thank me later. They're the best. Speaking of the best, we have Clemson head coach Brad Brownell joining us. Coach, it's always great to speak with you. Thanks for making some time for us.
Sure. Good to be on, Walt.
Coach, let's go back to the Georgetown game. First of all, massive upgrade in the level of competition and physicality over the three teams you started the season with. I thought from a physical competition standpoint, I thought you guys competed. I know RJ got in really foul trouble, but I thought Carter Welling really gave you a boost off the bench with his athleticism and his physicality, and you needed that ingredient to be able to compete with that Georgetown team. It's like land of the Giants.
Yeah, no question. You know, one of the things it's a little bit hard. RJ's undersized when he plays at the five. He's obviously a big, strong four. And so there are times when, you know, he and Nick are going to roll around there and one of them's going to end up with that matchup. I think they can both do it. RJ's a little stronger. Nick's an inch or two taller. But, yeah, he had a little trouble early. And obviously, you know, Carter did a phenomenal job. I thought the first half, Carter – played unbelievable basketball, and he had a terrific game. And I was really pleased with his competitiveness defensively. I think that's an area where we've really had to work with him. He's just not used to playing against that kind of size and physicality. You know, being at Utah Valley and Irvine, they just don't have guys that are that big, strong, athletic. And a lot of times the game is they're not called as much. It's really physical at our level. They don't call many fouls. And so there's all kinds of, you know, elbows being thrown, and just people would be surprised to know at how hard those kids are banging into each other and how many fouls are really happening. And I thought Carter really did an unbelievable job in the game, and I was really proud of him. And I do think overall our team probably played about as well as we can play in a lot of ways, maybe not shot making, but in the first half, I just thought our defense was outstanding. And unfortunately, we weren't able to sustain it in the second half.
Yeah, the game had a, I know it's crazy at this point of the year, but it had an NCAA tournament feel to it. I mean, the physicality of the game, I mean, you're going to play other physical teams. I'm not sure you'll play a more physical game. I guess we'll see. And I also thought that led to some turnovers. Early on, you know, playing lesser competition, you're not, this was a completely different level of test, and obviously changing defenses and very aggressive physically. I thought that led to some of the turnovers in that game.
Yeah, it probably did. I think there's also just an anxiousness, you know, first time on the road, and, you know, we are trying to play a little faster, and I think there were some times we did some good things that way, but, you know, KJ Lewis is an outstanding defender, and I think, you know, we had a couple silly turnovers that really ended up, you know, hurting us a good bit in the game. And I do think them changing to a bunch of different styles of play, you know, it throws you off rhythm sometimes. Sometimes it created some offense. We scored some against their press. The zone probably bothered us a little bit. Mostly just we were, you know, early in the year, you don't really know exactly what you're going to face. It was more aggressive than we probably anticipated. It wasn't a normal zone. And so just a bunch of little things that, you know, you waste a couple possessions here, you waste a couple possessions there, you know, pretty soon you've had four or five bad possessions, and those are the ones at the end of the game you want back.
You know, talking about your desire to play with more pace, where are you in that? I mean, I know that's what you hope to do. It seems like, you know, you're trying, but I don't know if you really got going in that regard yet.
Well, I think it's going to come and go game to game some. Yeah. You know, I would like us to go a little faster than we're going at times. You know, I do think sometimes when you do have your big guys in there, they can get a little lost if we're not careful. And so it's a really fine line between going and then obviously waiting on them for some things. And so we kind of are balancing that. You know, that's probably Nick and Carter. I don't think run great. They're not bad, but they don't, you know, sustaining it for multiple trips. That's probably where they're not as good as, like, hey, one or two real quick trips. They get out and they can move pretty good, but then once you're doing it five, six, seven, eight times in a row, that's when there can be some fatigue, and then we're laboring a little bit, and then some things aren't going to probably happen the way we would like. And so we're kind of monitoring that the more we watch. So, you know, we just got to kind of play that by ear, but we are trying to be aggressive. And I thought we got a lot of easy baskets last night, especially early playing with good pace.
Let me ask you about Nick Davidson. This is in relation to something you mentioned about Carter Welling and the accustomed to playing at this level. Nick is obviously skilled. He's not the athlete that Carter is and that type of thing. And it seems to me the last couple of games, he's had a little more difficulty on the block dealing with opposition length and defense. You know, some of his shots on the block have been blocked or affected.
Mm-hmm.
But when he has room and he can play with patience, he's really effective. And in the early games, he was doing a good job inside out and getting Jake Wallin some three-point looks. What does he – is that an adjustment that he needs to make, adjusting to the size and the strength of the opposition he's facing now to be able to get his shot off on the block?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that. I think he was surprised, you know, once or twice by the athleticism of guys. And one was a wing player who came over on a high-low and blocked his shot. It was a heck of a play. You got to give that guy a lot of credit. Yeah. It was an incredibly athletic play from a guy from that position to come over and make. And then there's another play where he should have shot faked, and he didn't use a shot fake. He just tried to quick it in, and they blocked it. And, you know, those are disappointing because that's hard. Our offense has to do a lot of work to get the ball to that position, right? And those are plays that have to be finished or have to result in free throws. And when you get the ball to that position and you get blocked, it's, you know, it's a problem. And one of the plays led to a three-pointer on transition on their end, and that was a huge five-point swing that in a game that's a five-point game, those are game changers. So, yeah, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit I thought Nick made some good moves and scored a couple times when he had a little more space and got to put it on the ground one time and kind of set his feet.
Right.
He hooked a couple balls in. I don't, you know, he had a pretty solid game against Georgetown, but you know, we certainly probably needed to get a couple more points out of him in those two situations for sure.
Now, against North Alabama, you had a little bit of anger management issues going on in the second half.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, let me ask you whether something happened at the end of the first half, even in relation to Nick, because I'm trying to track it in my mind. I don't specifically remember, but as you went to half, you and Nick were talking. And then you come out in the second half, and I didn't see Nick for 8 minutes. I'm just curious, was there something at the
end? No, and I'm not going to get into the every substitution we make and all those kinds of things. I mean, part of me, I want to see some of Carter and RJ together. I mean, we've done more of Nick and RJ, Nick and Carter, and so we need to, and we've been able to. But you know, it was one of the few games we haven't had Nick or RJ get in foul trouble, and so we haven't had to worry. And that was one of the things I wanted to do, just like subbing in Ace and starting Ace instead of JP. I mean, I think we've got to do some of those things occasionally here, just with our team, to take a look at some things to make sure we're getting some lineups within games that we want to see. I mean, I when I tell you guys, like, this is, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts going on here with 10 new players, and our staff is, you know, I don't want to say surprised, but there are some things that we think we should be better at that we aren't, and guys are making some mistakes, and then we're trying to look at different lineups. There's just a lot of things that you're trying to put in place to kind of see how it's all going to shake out. And so there's a lot of things that are happening. You don't want to read too much into all of it.
Well, you know,
but that was as much as anything. And I thought RJ was phenomenal.
Yeah, he played well.
I thought RJ was terrific yesterday, and it was a game where I thought he would. Even though I didn't start him, I wanted to also start the other way. It was me talking to RJ about a couple things, and I thought one of the great things about him is he responded like a champ, you know, taking out of the starting lineup. I said, it's not going to affect your minutes. You're going to play, you know, same or more. Just to, you know, it's going to be based on productivity. But you three big guys, we're just going to rotate it around a little bit. And RJ was our, you know, probably our best big yesterday. RJ was consistently.
You know, I had asked you the last time we spoke about this issue and about bringing all these pieces together and how well you knew this team yet and how long it would take you to get to know this team. And it seems like it is going to take 10, 12 games. That's what I've been saying to people. It's warning them. I mean, there are just too many pieces. And again, I think it's the only way you can do it, sort of like a journey of discovery, all these games are.
there's some of that for sure. Excuse me. And, you know, it's not just consistency. It's easy to look at who's scoring all the points and doing all this, that, and the other. But the defensive part of it, how do each team guys match up well with each other? Sometimes there's guys that guard guys that cut and move better. There's certain guys that guard the ball better. You know, are very few that can do both. You know, and so we're kind of looking at all those kinds of things as well. And then again, it's, you know, understanding what it is that we're asking of each other. And I think there have been some times we've been really happy with this group. Like, again, I thought we played an outstanding first half against a pretty good Georgetown team. I thought we played a really good first half last night against a pretty good North Alabama team.
Yep.
But we also can do what we did in the second half of both games and not look like a team that's very good. And I was very frustrated last night with our second half, mainly because we talked about it with what happened in the second half of Moorhead, which I didn't think was great. Second half of Georgetown, and then the second half last night. And that, you know, to me, that's becoming problematic. And a lot of that is our defense is different when it's in front of our bench and we're helping and we're communicating and helping with all of that. And then when they're down there left to their own devices and the guys are asked to do some challenging things, we're not doing as good a job. And, you know, it's something that's been addressed multiple times now. You know, that part becomes a little frustrating. So I probably didn't handle myself the best that
I think it was needed. I think it was needed. And so the depth hasn't become yet the advantage that you think it will over the course of the year.
Well, I also think that there, you know, there are times we're making some substitutions to try to see things.
Yeah.
We could be forcing things a little. And, you know, it's kind of a hard deal with all of it. Like, that's why I kind of talked about, like, we're really managing more than most people realize in terms of what we're trying to see and trying to give kids chances, too. Like, you want to give guys some chances. You want to give guys opportunity, but then they've got to continue to produce, and then lineups have to. And sometimes when you tweak one or two guys in a lineup, you know, we're finding some results we don't like. But it's not always that way, and that's part of where the consistency is. It's hard to read, you know, efficiency numbers when the lineups are changing so much. There's really not enough data to believe that it's all certain. So it's a little bit of gut, a little bit of this, and it's a little bit of us trying some things to see if we can figure some out on our own.
Way back when you talked about Ace Buckner's competitive spirit, that's been obvious on both sides of the court. But I think what's becoming obvious to some is just the absurd level of talent that Zach Foster has. I asked you some time ago, could this be the most talented player you've ever recruited? I think clearly he shows signs of that capability, and it was on display last night.
Yeah, I mean, he has another gear. I mean, it's like he can glide at times. He's so fast and long. And, you know, he's got this true gift that he sees things, and he just, you know, he plays with his head up, and he's, you know, when he's in the open floor, he's finding different players and making guys better. And he has another level of speed that I think for young guys you don't always see. And I've been obviously very pleased. I think there's been a drastic improvement here in the last week or so, just in terms of like his confidence. You know, his head was down a lot more than people would realize when he was missing all his shots and in practice. He's a little down, and, you know, we're trying to constantly encourage him. You're doing fine. Shot making's going to come, you know, but he's more of a maestro as a passer, and like, keep, you know, don't lose that. That's the moneymaker. That's the thing that really makes him special. And I think he's done a really good job of concentrating on that. He's knocked in a couple shots, which has been really good. And the other thing is just he's got to be a consistent defensive player, and he has some breakdowns, which most young players do. But some of it is in the transition game, and the transition game is really the dangerous part of what we do, because it can lead to direct baskets. And so that's normal with a lot of our guys, but especially with young freshmen right now, that's probably the one thing we got to continue to clean up.
Let me ask you about Justin. Look, obviously he can shoot the basketball. I think that's clear. Now, his shot is not always going in. He's missed some shots early on, but I don't think he's lost any confidence in that regard. Last night he seemed to attack the rim a little more. Was that by design, or was that something he just saw within the game? And I'm sure you're encouraging him to take those shots when he has them. He has a quick release. I know he's going to make those shots. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, the shooting piece, you know, he's a shooter. We got to let him go, and we got to encourage him. And there's going to be one or two that we're probably going to, don't know if we love that one. But because he can make a shot, it's like you got to let a guy like that play with some freedom. He's a much better shooter than he's made right now. But it's funny. It's like, you know, he's the same guy against Georgetown when they're pressing us and we break the press and we get it right to the middle and then we swing it to him and, you know, he steps in and shoots a 24-footer and makes two in a row. Those are the ones when he misses, you're like, oh, I don't know. Oh, great shot, great shot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he makes them too now when you need it, and that got them out of the press. And so he's got that gear. That's what he brings. We've got to go with that. It's a long season. These guys shoot in and out of streaks a little bit. Obviously, we're not shooting the ball as a team from the perimeter as well as we need to, and that has to change if we're going to be successful. There's some things that are causing us some problems because we're not shooting it as well from the perimeter, but he's a guy that I think will do that. And there's, you know, we have no issue with that. He did drive the ball to the basket a few more times, which we encourage him to do. We just want him to make really good decisions. There's a couple that he's probably getting a little too deep on. He had a great drop off to RJ for a dunk.
Yeah.
It was probably our best possession of the night last night.
Yeah. That was an awesome possession, moved the defense constantly and wound up with that. Justin drop-off, as you said. Well, Coach, from a personal standpoint, this is a really fun team to watch. I can't wait for the pieces to come together. I'm urging people to be patient, thinking that this is going to take a little bit of time. Are you having fun coaching this team?
I am. They're a good group. There's times I get frustrated. I think you see it, especially last night a little bit. I got to be better. But they're a good group of kids. They really are trying. It is challenging, that part, but I'm enjoying that part of it. I think our staff is, you know, trying to put these guys in positions to be successful, trying to help them, trying to grow them. We believe in what we do and who we are, and so we've just got to stay with this thing, and we got to keep coaching them. It's our job to make them, you know, help them be successful, and so we're going to work really hard at it.
Hey, Coach, great speaking with you again. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Walt. Appreciate you.
Brad Brown. Now, I remain really excited about this basketball team. I just think there are a lot of parts, and that's why I'm encouraging people to stay patient with this team. I don't quite know what to expect from game to game with this group right now. I don't think Brad knows. He's still in the discovery phase. That's why you're seeing the tinkering with the lineup and these other things. It's, you know, they're trying to see, you know, from an efficiency standpoint, which groups are most efficient. And there are just enough guys, 10, 11 guys, that you're trying to juggle that it's hard to determine that without trying some different things. So I think that's where you are. We'll talk more about this on the other side. Walt Tip, Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
With the holidays here, Most people are putting on the pounds. But what if I could give you a way to take off the weight in 2026 and roll into the new year looking better than you have and feeling better than you have in a long time? I'm talking about PhD Weight Loss, where I was able to lose 50 pounds on the program. The staff and coaches at PhD Weight Loss are incredible. They teach you what to eat, how to handle the holidays, and how to handle these situations without any guilt. It's incredible that you can feel this good during the holidays while losing weight. At PhD Weight Loss, they make sure that you... At PhD Weight Loss, they guarantee results of their metabolic reset system. And right now, in the month of November, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving the consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of the food. And just for booking, you're going to get the 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention the code 2026START to get the bonuses. You have a choice. Make it now. Make 2026 the year you feel good about yourself. Call PhD Weight Loss today and feel amazing about yourself through the holidays and beyond. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile 1- and 2-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585. Or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Cold-heartedly you took me in with sweet words of deceit. Now the truth rolls like a fire through me, too painful to believe. But I will not be defeated.
Walt tipped to the road rage. You know, I said to Brian, I said, you had some anger management issues there in the second half. He said, yeah, I got to try and control that a little better. You know, I said, ask him if you're having fun coaching this team. It was like, yeah, no, yes and no. Yes, in some ways, you know, no, maybe in some others, you know, and I get it. I mean, this is going to take a while. It just is. There's just so many new parts that it's going to take a while to blend and to figure them out and figure out, because there are going to be identified roles. It's just an issue of when, and we're not there yet. So he is going to continue to tinker and change the lineup, and at least for a little while, until he finds out from an efficiency standpoint which groups are playing the best together. You know, who makes whom better? I mean, that's where we are. And you know, and I asked him about Nick for a couple of reasons. One, I think Nick has had a little bit of an adjustment issue the last two games. The first couple of games, Nick was averaging 14-7 and really didn't have any issues on the block. The last two games, he's had a few issues getting his shot blocked on the block. And, you know, he's a guy who wants to play with some patience on the block, and he needs to. He's got to have a little space in order to be able to do that. And part of that is, I think that Nick needs the team function as much as anybody on the team. I think that he's an excellent passer, and he's really skilled. And I think he's a guy who can get to the line and can do a lot of things. But I also think that people need to look for him. And right now, that's not happening a ton in this offense. It's still a little more haphazard because the roles haven't been clearly defined and identified. Like, for example, when you had PJ Hall, you knew that, you know, that if things broke down, or just as a general principle of your offense, you wanted PJ to touch the ball. See, we're not at that point with Nick yet, where other people are sort of viewing Nick as the guy who has to touch the ball down the court. And I think he will be better when he's a bigger part of the team basketball function, which he's still trying to figure out. You know, again, as this team tries to play with tempo, you know, Brad talked about Nick's ability to run the court, you know, being, you know, a little lesser, for example. But again, look, running the court is also a matter of will. And I think Nick is capable of that. I have big expectations for Nick Davidson. I don't think he's played anywhere near his best basketball of as of yet. And I do think something happened at the end of the half. I don't know what. I'd have to go back and watch it again. But I do think something happened. I think there was, you know, a little exchange of conversation there. But Brad is saying, you know, look, we're still going to mess around with the lineup, so, you know, don't think that one substitution is a sign of anything. But I do think there was a little something there. I don't know exactly what. The reality is that, you know, I think Zach Foster is beginning to blossom. And as he gets more and more confident, I think people are going to see that this is the best player that Brad has ever brought to Clemson, the most talented recruit that Brad has ever brought. I mean, this is a guy who projects as a future round one draft pick. He has that level of ability. He can really shoot the ball. He plays with speed and patience, which is a hard thing to do. He can play with both, though. He's not a wild, out-of-control player who just has one gear. You know, he can play with pace change, which I think really speaks to his ability. I also think he has the potential to be an elite passer, and we saw some of that. I wrote some of that on Twitter last night. There was a play where he fed the post, and the next time down, he hit a three. He fed the post for a dunk or layup, and the next time down, he hit a three. I think that's what he's capable of. I think Ace Buckner is going to be Mr. Consistency. I think the area that Ace still needs to improve on is his three-point shooting. He still doesn't look real comfortable in that area, but he attacks the rim relentlessly. He guards. He plays with great competitive spirit. He's a huge benefit to this basketball team, without question. Brad talked about R.J. Godfrey in the game he played yesterday, and I think that was obvious. I don't think Dylan had his best game yesterday. He made some good plays, some others. I think he's still trying to sort of figure out his role with a bunch of new players too. You know, he's the experienced guard on the team. But I think as the season goes on, you're going to see more and more of Zach Foster with the ball in one capacity or another, and that includes in transition, where I think Zach's end-to-end explosiveness is unparalleled. I think the yoke at the end was just an example of his type of athleticism, and we told you before that you were going to see that both from him and Carter Welling this year, that they would yoke on people's heads. And I think we're seeing that. I think Jake Wallin is really an athletic 6'10 guy who rebounded the ball well last night. I think defensively the last couple of games, I don't think Jake has been as good as he could be. I think he has the capacity to be better than that. So I want to see more from him, but he certainly rebounded the ball last night, and he has the capacity, like a Hunter Tyson did, to rebound out of his area, because he is 6'10", and he's athletic. I'm curious what Nick's actual height is. I have a feeling that Nick is more like 6'8 than 6'10", and I think that's why he's struggling a little bit right now against certain post defenders. I think that's why he needs just to continue to play a patient game on the post. But he needs some space to be able to do that. I think when he can really set his feet and go to work in the post, I think he can turn guys every which way but loose and get to the free throw line a lot. And I expect more of that from him. I think he's going through a little bit of adjustment period again and trying to figure out what his role is and how it's all going to play out for him. But I think this team can run good offense through him too. Again, many of the threes that Jake Wallin has hit came out of post feeds to Nick Davidson and inside out offense. So I'm expecting more of that as well. But look, I'm pleased with what I've seen thus far, really pleased. I think this team has a long way to go to get to the team you're going to see in the second half of the year. And obviously they need to figure out the second half defensive effort, but that, and I think that'll happen as we move forward. Again, I don't think the depth of this team has really played out to their advantage yet. I think in a way it's almost playing to their disadvantage in some ways, because guys are not getting lathered up, but I think it's necessary because this staff needs to figure out, sort of the pecking order and how the minutes are actually going to be divided. Look, whatever this looks like now in terms of shared minutes and altered lineups and all that type of stuff, it is not going to look that way by the time we get to the second half of the season. It's going to look substantially different. There are going to be guys who are getting more minutes, more time. The more efficient units will be discovered, and those units will get more time together. That's what's going to happen. It's not just going to be a season-long mass substitution, line change kind of thing. It's not going to be that. That's going to change. Darren and Pickens. Darren, how are you, Darren? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Thank you. Thank you so much. I had to get in here and say something, man. It's been a little while since I've talked to you.
Yeah, welcome back.
I was trying to figure out what kind of sports thing we could talk about for a few seconds. Then I got something really special to tell you.
UConn beating Air Force? UConn beating Air Force?
Well, yeah, there we go. Well, since you brought that up, the Air Force is 3-7 on the year.
Yeah.
Okay? South Carolina is 3-7 on the year. So, hey, let's put a bowl game with those two together.
Yeah, that's right. There you go, Darren. Your teams are all 3-7, Darren. That's less
yeah,
than good.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Yeah. But anyway, Yeah, it's a special week for me, Walt. Thursday, I am turning the big 60.
Well, congratulations.
60 years old. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Darren. And I hope your teams play I hope your teams play better for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. That's right.
This is sort of sailed already for this year.
Well, we're gonna have a big celebration, but not until Saturday the 29th. I'm taking the big TV and setting it out on the porch and having a bunch of people over, and we're going to watch the game, and we're going to eat some grits with shrimp and steak and ham and bacon.
Wow.
There you go.
How about that? Yeah.
and watch two pretty bad teams play each other. So anyway, it'll be good just to hang out with friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And based on that menu, only two will have heart attacks. I'm just kidding. It sounds great. It sounds absolutely amazing there. It's not been the best year for you, Darren, but I think things will get better. You know, the thing about Air Force is they've scored points all year. Their issue has been the defensive end, and they've lost a lot of close games.
Yeah, what, they lost like 4 by 3 points something?
Yep.
So the Navy and the Army, I believe, by 3 points each.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's okay because, they don't participate in the transfer portals.
So what they have is
what they have, and I got a lot of respect for that.
Oh, that's, look, 100%, and I always root for the service academies, always.
That's right. I'd like to see them all do well.
100%. Yep, 100%. I hope Navy makes the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. I'd love to see that.
Yep, and I hope Horvath is healthy for it, if they do.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Darren.
Good to talk to you.
Same here, Darren. So Darren is going to celebrate his 60th birthday, and sounds like in style. So good for Darren. And good for his family and friends, because it sounds like they're all going to eat like royalty, which is very, very important. Eating like royalty. I actually love the sound of Darren's menu. The only thing we didn't find out, Ramona, was what was for dessert. We don't have that answer. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks, speaking of eating and eating in style. First of all, rare bourbons run through the entire month. So if you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur, then you belong at Twin Peaks. We're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas, including our barrel selects, handpicked by our team and bottled just for you. How about that? So awesome. I mean, it's all at Twin Peaks all the time. Today is Customer Appreciation Day. How about this? November 18th is Customer Appreciation Day at Twin Peaks, and we're saying thank you in the best way we now know how, with BOGO wings all day. That's right. Buy one, order, get one free. We couldn't do it without you. You show up, we bring the wings. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Offer valid only on November 18th. Excludes smoked and grilled. It's Twin Peaks. Get it. Get the BOGO deal, the customer appreciation deal for wings. And by the way, Twin Peaks has incredible wings. You know, Ramona, they have these Thai wings that are just frigging awesome. And, of course, they're always changing up their menu. Trust me, Twin Peaks, absolutely incredible. And how about this? Holiday bonus cards kick off. The season of giving starts with getting. November 24th, Twin Peaks launches our holiday bonus card event. Buy a gift card for someone on your list, and we'll hook you up with a bonus card just for you. How about that? Because giving feels great, but getting rewarded for it? Even better. Share the gift of crave-worthy food, ice cold 29-degree beer, good times at Twin Peaks, and treat yourself while you're at it. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. And, you know, let me tell you something. Twin Peaks, the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks, you know about the beautiful women, you know about the scenic views, you know about the 80 high-definition monitors. The biggest surprise, the food. The food is outstanding. Trust me, go there. You'll love it, whatever it is. Quick break.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com. Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule 2 visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Well, I'm heading into Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. The one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy, finger licking. I know just where to go. lemon and fried.
Texter 804 says, Walt, is 2-4 against Georgetown, West Virginia, Bama, BYU, USC, Cincinnati, a good outcome for this team. 3-3 feels like it'd be a huge accomplishment. Thoughts? I would tend to agree with that. Yeah. I think it's I think those are a lot of quality OOC opponents, and all of them really are teams that are more formulated than this one is. That's why this team is going through some growth. I mean, BYU is elite. BYU has insane time. BYU could win the national title. That's how good they are. West Virginia is elite defensively. You know, they're going to be a problem on that end of the court. And Clemson is going to have to meet that intensity again, like in the Georgetown game, because this could be a physical game. So, yeah, I mean, again, I think what I want to see is just continue to see this team compete in those games. I'm not even really thinking of them in wins and losses. Now, ultimately, you'll be judged in that regard to some extent, but the real truth that's been seen in recent years is, quite honestly, it's the quality of the schedule, whether you win or lose those games. So I just want to see Clemson compete in those games and steal a few of them. I don't know which ones. I don't know which ones, but I think this team has the capacity to do that, and I think they're going to continue to get better, and I think Foster is going to continue to get better. And, you know, Brad talked about how he, you know, early on when his shot wasn't going in, you know, he's sort of walking down with his head low, and, you know, and Brad was encouraging him to, and now you see his shot going in, and now you're seeing sort of the blossoming right before your eyes. Somebody asked me, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Somebody asked me, is Foster a lengthier DeMontez Stitt? By the way, RIP. I think they're just different players. DeMontez Stitt was a hyper-competitive player who got every ounce out of his ability in every phase of the game of basketball, and I think in life. That's who DeMontez Stitt was. He was that guy. I mean, he played hard, and he gave you everything he had, and he had a will to win that was unique. I think those are the things, sort of that competitive spirit that made him special. You know, I think that was what DeMontez Stitt was. You know, in some ways, although more versatile at a similar stage, in some ways, DeMontez Stitt's probably more similar to Ace Buckner in terms of competitive spirit. Zach Foster is just insanely talented. Much more talented than DeMontez Stitt. Much more talented than Ace Buckner. Zach Foster is a freak in waiting. We've not even begun to scratch the surface of what we're going to see out of Zach Foster. Oh, by the way, Clemson has another Zach Foster coming in this recruiting class that we haven't even really talked about at length. I want to get to that at some point. But basically, Zach Foster number 2 is coming. And so you're going to have 2 of those guys playing together. But this Zach Foster, the original Zach Foster, is just really, really gifted. You know, you can see when he pulls up from 22 feet, it's just effortless. And the ball looks like it's going in. And he plays with great confidence. He has great speed and athleticism, super explosive. Longer than DeMontez Stitt was. A guy who can yoke on people's heads. He plays with his head up. He understands how to play with pace. And I think he's going to turn into a great passer. I think he has all those abilities. Again, I believe you're looking at a player who ultimately is going to wind up being chosen in the top 15 or 20 of an NBA draft. I think that's the level of talent that you're looking at with Zach Foster. I think to this point, he's the most talented player that Brad has ever recruited. That's what I believe about Foster. So I've said this all along. I've said this from day one, and I haven't seen anything at all to change my mind. And oh, by the way, I think Brad is another really good class coming in, and I want to talk about that. Maybe we'll do that soon. But you know, I also asked him about Justin Porter. I said, I know his shot's not going in right now, but I've watched him play. Prior to coming to Clemson, and he can really shoot the ball, and he can shoot the ball with great range. I think he's rushing it a little bit. I think his shot looks a little flat, too. Maybe he's being asked to do more on the defensive end than he's ever been asked to do before, and maybe that's affecting him a little bit. I'm not worried about him. When he shoots the ball, I sort of expect it to go in. I know there was one ball that he shot that was a little out of the cylinder, but for the most part, the ball is in the cylinder. His shot looks a little flat right now, a little flatter than it did before he got here. So I think he just needs to relax a little bit. I like the fact he drove to the rim some against North Alabama because he has quickness and explosiveness, and he has that capability. But I also think he can really, really shoot the basketball. I just don't think we've seen it yet. I'm not down on him or that. I'm not down on any of these guys. I expect to see more from Porter. I think that he's a guy. I think you're going to see games where he strings four or five consecutive made threes together, and some of them are from, you know, 27, 28 feet. I think that's what you're going to see from Porter moving forward. As long as he plays well on the defensive end, he'll get his minutes, and he's going to make his shots. He's going to get his shots, and he's going to knock a lot of those shots down. The guy that I'm a little surprised we haven't seen more from to this point, especially given, you know, everything Brad had said about him, you know, a month or two ago, is Chase Thompson. I'm surprised we haven't seen more from Chase to this point, but I think that's probably coming too. It's just an issue of when. Again, there's this issue of continuity and blending all these respective talents together from all these respective places, and establishing some sort of hierarchy and roles and team efficiency with particular players on the court. This is just going to take some time, and there's no way around it. So I think that's what's coming, and there's nobody better to do that and to blend this talent than Brad is. So look, I think a lot of good things are still coming, and with this basketball team, I think this is going to be a really fun team to watch as the year moves on. Bingle John, I'll get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. I'm proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and a partner of Road Rage. You probably remember me talking about them back in the day while they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. They're simply the best. I can tell you that from personal experience. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. And some of us have way more than one tree. I had many. I had like 20 that I had Brian take out. And I had others that I was worried about that Brian said, no, you don't need to do anything with that one. But I experienced it firsthand in a storm. I don't even know if it was a storm. I had a massive tree fall between my, it was actually an oak tree, fall between my garage and my home. And that's when I decided, okay, I'm just a sitting duck waiting for these pine trees to fall, my giant pine trees to fall in my house. I said, I just can't do this anymore. So I called Brian, and Brian came out, and he brought his whole crew and just loaded up. I mean, they have so much equipment. They're just the best. And he got rid of all of the hazards. Now, look, Helene hit, and when Helene hit, my woods got wiped out. I mean, I probably had 50 to 75 trees fall in my woods. I got hit really hard by Helene. And I'm in a valley, so it doesn't normally affect me, but that did. And had I not had those trees removed, I would not have a house, and I likely would have been squashed too. Franklin Tree Service, free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, fully committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. I promise you will thank me later. They're absolutely the best. I mean, there's just... no doubt about it. Speaking of the best, let me also tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central AC, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too, from furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. How about that? Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably, proudly serving Greenville and the upstate community. Look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups will help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, my friends at Ace Home Co. are offering a free, did he say free? Free fall maintenance for new customers. That's $189 value. Take advantage of free. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Of course, tell them I sent you. It's the way it works. Okay, we'll take a quick break. Bengal John will be up first. Lots of college football talk in the final hour.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development.